Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Yo, what is happening? Good morning and welcome to the End of the Bench.
Good for you.
100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White across the way taking care of us. You too can join us. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, your hopes, your dreams, whatever you want to get in. All welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line as we are with you for the next 3 hours, full show today, all the way till high noon. Good morning, Senor Haxton. How are we doing today?
Great. It's raining in Lubbock, Texas. I somehow did not get involved in a serious car accident. People are driving nuts out there. Be careful on Milwaukee. My goodness. It's a really special sound. So did the early church 6 a.m. men's breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Well, we never eat. I don't know why we call it a breakfast.
You don't even eat?
No. It's only there for an hour.
Where is it, at the church?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the sound of that rain on that roof is just, it's pretty magical.
Yeah.
So that was cool to hear. Nice little rain coming through the city. And
for sure.
That's good for everybody except Lucas, I guess, who wants foot traffic at the meets.
Y'all still go see him. It's only raining right now. It's supposed to clear up pretty fast by this afternoon. So you can go see Lucas at the meets. Plenty to get into. It's game day. Red Raiders and Nichols, Don't Call Me State. The Colonels. Colonels coming to town. We'll get a little breakdown on what to expect from Nichols coming up a little
bit. Watch out for number 11.
Is that the breakdown?
That's the breakdown.
Watch out for number 11.
Yeah, 26 against the Toreros. Latrell Jones. He's a baller.
Latrell Jones sounds like a made-up name for a basketball movie. Right?
That's, it does.
It's like if you were making up a basketball movie.
Yeah.
Latrell Jones, that's the name we're going with. But that's the one to watch out for tonight. We'll look ahead towards the Red Raiders. Terrence Shannon owns Chris Beard. I don't know if you were rooting as hard as I was during that game. I was a big-time Fighting Illini fan for about 2 hours last night, and that was fun. What a comeback, too. Good basketball game. Illinois.
Well, the best part about it for me was it just, I'm looking at the big picture, and it pointed out some weaknesses in Texas. Yeah, previously.
That they do have weaknesses?
Yes, but, previously not shown weaknesses in all home games or weird little games at smaller campuses in Texas. They showed some warts. So that's what I took the most away from. And the fact that Terrence Shannon is a very emotional person.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell that on that stage with Beard being right there, that he was so fired up that he couldn't function. And he didn't score in the first half. And finally, he had played so much that he was able to forget about all that and just play. And he lit him up in overtime.
Yeah, what did he end up with in that game?
Oh, what was it, about 16? Something like that?
Shannon finishes with 16, yeah. 16, 5 rebounds in the game. But
he didn't score in the first half. He was rattled. And TJ's very emotional, and I know Beard knows how to push all of his buttons because he pushed all of his buttons while he was playing for it.
Of course. So
he called Terrence every name in the book, not like cursing, but like soft and moody, and I really think there was some anxiety and some mental stress on Terrence that he got from places that he put on himself. And so to watch those two, who I watched interact with each other for a long time, go against each other at different institutions at Madison Square Garden, was fun for me to see the mind games. Even though they were playing basketball, the mind games were going on big time. And I'll say this too. If Texas is relying on Brock Cunningham to shoot threes down the stretch, they might not be nearly as good as I thought. Because Brock Cunningham Now, give him credit. He hit two threes. But if he's shooting, period, you're not as good as as I think you are.
Right. And then funny how a change of scenery, you know, makes a guy look so much better. Matthew Meyer couldn't stand the guy in Waco, but it's like, all right, I can root for him here.
Matthew Meyer lit them up.
And he's really been quiet this season. I think he came into the game averaging like 6 points per game. Went for 21 last night. So big win for the Illini. Obviously, first loss of the season for the Texas Longhorns, which didn't sadden us too much around here. We'll talk Red Raider hoops. We'll talk, well, a Pro Football Focus Hacks has done their grades for every individual for Texas Tech. They grade out every player everywhere. It's crazy. I don't know who has the time at Pro Football Focus, but they do their grading system. And they anyway, so they've graded out every individual on the Texas Tech football team. Coming up a little later, we're going to do a little exercise. I'm going to ask you who the best player at each position group was, and we'll see if it matches up with the grading system there. So in your mind, the eye test of who played the best at each position group, we'll go through those pretty quickly and look towards Texas Tech from that standpoint. Some more, speaking of football, some more big news portal-wise, or you know, return, not return, that sort of thing from Texas Tech yesterday. Trey Wolf says this will be it for him in the Texas Bowl, and he's going to pursue a professional career. And massive news as you're getting two massive guys in Jalen Hutchings and Tony Bradford back for next season. They make their announcement to
huge
to return. I mean, that's actually, you have potential to have maybe six or seven starters back on this defensive side of the football. There's a waiver floating around for Kosai Eldridge that we'll wait on to, because apparently he says he played in less games than he did in junior college, and there should have been a redshirt year there, and they're having to have someone go back and watch all the junior college film to see if that's accurate. But Tech feels like they're gonna get that waiver from the NCAA for Eldridge to have another.
Did you see
year.
The line this morning for Texas Bowl tickets?
From students?
Yeah.
I did, yeah. That's good stuff.
Standing in the rain to get their tickets.
There's a good chunk of students from Houston. So, yeah, I think that's fantastic. You should be able to see quite a few of those guys there.
It's a no-brainer for them, right?
Right. I mean, if you're from Houston, or even if you're Austin, Dallas, it's, what, three-ish hour drive? So, really,
this line looks like it's about, I don't know, 200 people deep, maybe?
That's good. I mean,
Gio took a picture and put it online.
Been missing. I saw Kenny Perry's picture as well. He did a little selfie.
Katy Perry?
Kenny Perry.
Oh.
your associate head coach. Katy Perry. Yeah, she's in line. I think you'd have a lot more than 200 in line if Katy Perry was there. We got plenty more to dive into over the next 3 hours. Got something special planned for Hacks. Not the tiny wheel.
I got
but
enough
we do have that.
Special.
We got the tiny wheel too. That's special for you guys. It's the end of the bench. Some headlines next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's time for a few headlines. What you need to know. Part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score. He's Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. Headlines for you today. A plenty. Start off with hoops, Lady Raider hoops, as the Lady Raider basketball team victorious yesterday, 68-55 over Sam Houston State. They're okay to be called State, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see the attendance number for this?
Yeah.
Announced attendance, 13,306, which is the biggest crowd for the Lady Raiders at United Supermarkets Arena since 2006.
Yeah.
The game against Oklahoma State in 2006. I mean, you filled it up with kids, but that's still a big deal to hit that number. Holy cow. I was driving home from here, did some work here after the show, then drove home. I think it was middle of the third quarter, and there was a free throw happening for Sam Houston State. You can't simulate that noise. It is unbelievable of just kids screaming at the top of their lungs. I mean, you could barely hear Chuck and Fink at that point. It was rather impressive. That's the word I'll put on it. But when are we going to get a Education Day for the men's team? You need one of those in your life.
That's okay.
You're okay without it? Okay. Well, Lady Raiders win it. 68-55, seventh straight victory for, or is it eight straight? I had this number wrong yesterday. No, seventh straight. They are 8-1 now. There's the number. So Texas Tech off the rest of the week. Lady Raiders will be back in action next week.
Oh, are you coming to town next
That's
week?
Right. That's right. You got a lot of people, see?
Nope.
Or are they kind of dwindling away?
Oh, yeah, they're all gone.
Red Raiders in action tonight versus Nichols. We'll have some tickets to give away. Don't call just yet, but we'll give away some tickets in a little bit as Lucas, the telethon phone answerer person, he'll hook you up with a few pairs or a few tickets to the Nichols game tonight. This one of many. I feel like you've got a lot of carbon copy type of games. At least at surface level, maybe you can tell us if you're digging deeper, if there's any sort of scare to any of these teams in December. But December feels like it's all about the Red Raiders working on themselves. And you've got some what should be, you know, glorified scrimmages against a lot of no-name teams this December.
That's it.
And
they're spaced nicely, so.
Yeah. Yeah, got a lot of opportunity for extra
your
practice.
Show your product.
Yeah.
Keep honing it. Keep rounding out the edges a little bit. Ding!
Thank you.
And
very well done.
Get better because December 31st will be here fast.
Yes, it will be here fast, which we haven't announced tip time for that game.
Oh, it's so sweet.
11 a.m. tip-off.
Oh, it's so nice.
On New Year's Eve.
Be home early afternoon, baby.
Be home early afternoon. You're going to have the majority of that crowd / dead atmosphere outside of that because everybody's going to be all about being in Phoenix for
TCU.
Such
a big game because you got Kansas next.
It is. You need to go 1-0.
Man, if you go 1-0, look out.
Yeah, it feels so much different. If you start out 0-1 and then you have the looming Jayhawks after that, then it gets pretty daunting. But
I think we're setting up for a crazy race because we still don't know who's who and who's.
No.
Like I said, I mean, I poked holes in Texas for a good 5 minutes there to start the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're ranked second in the country. So
sure.
What exactly does Oklahoma have? What exactly does Oklahoma State, K-State, West Virginia, Texas Tech, what exactly are we all about here? We're going to be finding that out in under a month.
Red Raiders and Nichols tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off. You'll hear Hax and Lammert
Lammy
on the call. Coverage begins at 6. You'll listen to the game on Double T 97.3 at 6. We'll pick it up at 7 o'clock right here on 100.7 The Score, following High School Fan Zone. Coaches from Lubbock High, Friendship, and Lubbock Cooper. The spread in the game tonight, 22.5. Favor of the Red Raiders. Texas Tech only 2-5, though, against the spread this year. Try to do a little more cover in action in December, hopefully. Let's see. Elsewhere, news for the Texas Rangers. Yesterday, the first ever MLB draft lottery happened yesterday. And the Rangers land the fourth spot in the upcoming draft, which I believe is where they would have been without the lottery, too. I think they were in that fourth spot. So ended up playing out the same. But good news there. And also good news is the Rangers have signed left-handed pitcher Andrew Heaney, to a two-year, $25 million deal.
He's a Poke.
Is he? I didn't realize
that. Heaney, been a while now.
Heaney.
2009-ish, 10, I think.
That's a while ago.
Yeah.
This is, once again, Rangers are spending money. They just continue to go and get. There is no doubt that this team is trying to compete next year at this point. Still need a couple more pieces here and there, but it's a team that's on the up and up. So Rangers continuing to stay active at the winter meetings. And And Chris Young has said, hey, we're not saying no to anybody. We will listen to all players right now and what they're asking for. So even though they've spent a lot of money, they're still going to try to land more. If you missed it at the beginning, Trey Wolfe has announced he is leaving after the bowl game. We'll play in the bowl game against Ole Miss on December 28th, and then he'll head to the NFL draft. Probably not be drafted, but head to the NFL, try to sign as a free agent there. And then Jalen Hutchings and Tony Bradford both announced via social media yesterday
coming back. Will
come back to the Red Raider football team next season, which is massive.
Yeah, for this team. They are massive as well.
They are big dudes.
Do you see those dudes in the interviews?
Oh, man.
They're like talking cinder block walls.
So
huge to keep guys that are proven and know and have seen everything in the trenches is massive.
Let's see. One more headline for you. It's a big one, Hax. Dallas Cowboys say no to OBJ, at least for the time being. So you're not going to add him for this season because he said no to a workout for the Cowboys.
Nah, I'm not going to work out today.
What do you need me to work out for? It's not like this is a physical sport or anything. So Jerry Jones on his radio show yesterday in Dallas said they could not commit to Odell Beckham Jr. and that he doesn't seem to be ready to help out for this season. So there'd be no benefit to add him until at least the 2023 season. So didn't close the door on Odell Beckham Jr. completely, but man, I am...
Feels pretty close.
I was thrilled to see that news that the Cowboys will not be committing to him right now, at least for the 2022 season and moving on into the playoffs. You two can join us.
Juicy Shaq and the Christmas tree.
No. Is it a meme? Is it what?
Oh, my God. It was pure, glorious television.
Okay, so I need to find Shaq and the Christmas tree. Oh, by the way.
He went into it twice.
Went into it?
So they have this massive Christmas tree on set.
Okay.
And he and Kenny take off in a race. I just saw the highlights, so I'm not sure why they were racing.
Okay, I need to find this.
Kenny gets up under his right shoulder and knocks him into the Christmas tree. Chuck goes over and helps him up. And then Shaq kind of gets dared to do it again. And they said, you won't do it again. He's like, tell me I won't do it. And he went and jumped headfirst into the tree again.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
I will hunt this down during the break. Speaking of
a big man, that suit's probably $10,000. One of the biggest humans on the planet.
Yeah, at least. It's probably way more than that because of his size.
More Taylor.
Yeah, more Taylor, more material. So, speaking of NBA.
Man, Chuck looks little standing next to Shaq. Mm-hmm.
What is he, 6'6"? I think he's only 6'6", right? Chuck, round mound of rebound. Yeah,
6'6", 6'7".
This is the most NBA we're going to talk all season.
Probably.
Not anything on the court. Also, little brother did send me this after we were talking about it. The shots, the five in a row full court shots essentially from Steph Curry, he says it wasn't real. But he says he claims he did make two of them in case anybody was wondering. So there's that. All right, plenty more to dive into. Got a list from ESPN of who the best players in the portal are right now. Some familiar names. We'll run through a few of those. Baker found a home, if anybody cares. And we'll take a look at the calendar coming up next as well. It's the end of the bench. Taking you till noon today on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Forward to our numero dos with the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Glad to be part of your Wednesday. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White, back behind the glass, taking care of us. As usual, keep hitting us up. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Get to some transfer portal latest in a little bit, including the According to ESPN, the 33 best players currently in the portal that can be updated and moved around. Lots more of your thoughts rolling in. Keep them coming. Yates Flooring Center chat line. I got a list for you, Hacks.
Love me some lists. Not as much as you, but I love them.
Airline pet peeves. Flying, you know, pet peeves when we fly. Our biggest ones. This is a list of seven. Don't know how we got seven, but think of what's the worst stuff when you're flying public airlines that you have to go through?
Well, security.
Okay.
If you have to get pulled aside and given the old what for.
I don't know how this... I think this is more like other people pet peeves, but that one should be very high on the list. It's not on here.
Babies?
That's...
kicking the seat.
Seat kicking.
Reclining the seat.
Seat kicking is number one. Usually a kid, but not always, but bumping you. But kicking the seat, man. What? Because then if you're like me, I'm a person that generally avoids confrontation. But then it's like, how do you handle it? You going back straight and telling the parents, like, tell his kid to quit kicking me? Do you kind of give a little glance back? Be passive aggressive? You're like, you know, let the parents know. And then there's the parents that are unaware of their kids being terrible.
Totally oblivious.
That's probably the worst. Is when their parents don't even care.
Oh. Have you ever seen this? It's usually like the 6-year-old with a binky in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, wow. Yeah. You just want to say, discipline your child. You know, you just six stop. Years. Tell the kid no.
Yeah.
And I listen. I get owned by my kids, too. I understand it. But sometimes in public,
oh yeah,
could be a little much.
So other things on the list, line cutting includes people who try to cut at check-in and at the gate.
Oh, I guarantee you we're going to have the standing up when it lands.
Yeah, people who stand and move in the walkways so you can't get by, so you have to stop. Oh, no, this
that's this people
is
a mover.
Yeah, the people mover. So you have to stop walking on those things. Just move to the right. Like, that's not.
I've gotten in a few scrapes over those.
Yeah. When people are rude to airport staff and flight attendants. Agreed. People who crowd the gate before it's time to board. Yeah. Usually when I fly commercial, it's usually Southwest. So they have the little stand in these lines.
ABC.
So it's not too hard. So I don't have a problem with this one. Someone asking if you'll switch seats with them. If there's a good reason, I don't have a problem with
yeah.
it. Like if their significant other or kid is right there, then that's different. Or I can't handle the window seat because I got anxiety or something. Yeah, there's a good reason. There's no problem with that. Here's the one. Strangers who force you into small talk on the plane.
That's usually all or nothing too.
Oh, it's man, like, yes, because they will talk the entire trip.
Or you'll get someone that makes it, you know, pretty evident that they don't want to be in a chat.
Yeah, like you're trying
sunglasses
to...
hat down,
my
earphones in.
Kid you not, we took a trip with the in-laws to Hawaii, and my mother-in-law sat next to this guy on the plane, and she's a talker. They talked.
Oh, it's amazing.
He was too. This guy, random guy. They talked for the first 5 hours of this flight, nonstop. Just sat there back and forth. I'm
life
like, are
story.
You kidding me? Yes. Like I'm sitting here napping. I go through a 2-hour nap and I wake up. Still talking.
Still chatting.
Oh, it's unreal. Unreal. But there's your annoying things when you're flying public flights. All right, Hacks. So quickly. Some grading by Pro Football Focus. We'll start on the defensive side. Who was your best defensive lineman? Not defensive end, but defensive lineman this season, in your mind.
So this worst, I mean, is Tyree?
Tyree's defensive end.
Okay.
So interior defensive line.
Jalen Hutchings.
Hutchings is correct according to Pro Football Focus. He was the highest graded player on your entire team, offense or defense.
And he's coming back.
An 83.3. He is coming back. He had 677 snaps this year, graded out an 83.3.
It's really good.
Yes. So that is very
durable.
Big one you're getting back. Okay. Defensive end.
Tyree.
Not hard there. He was your highest graded defensive end. 74.5 was his edge rusher grade. Highest graded linebacker.
I'm gonna guess Krishan.
That's what I would have guessed too. And these are, you know what, just for the eye test is so. Yeah, I would have said Krishan's your best. But it's actually Jacob Rodriguez. It's a much smaller sample size, only 129 snaps. But he graded out at a 74.
What was the snap count for?
663 for Krishan. Yeah. So, smaller sample size.
That's why we make that guess.
Every person on this list had to have at least 100 snaps, though. All right. Defensive back of any sort. Who was your best player this year?
Malik Dunlap.
I would have guessed it would have been one of the two corners. The actual, your safety's graded out better. Marquise Waters at a 77.1. And Taylor Demerson, who really played more of a nickel, a 75.1. So both those guys.
Where's Pearson?
Graded out really well. Pearson did not do so well, 53.
Huh. I think Pearson, the lumber.
Well, I think. If you go back and watch the film, Pearson was a reason a lot of times when you had the defensive breakdowns. He was
okay.
He was a big part of those.
What is Dunlap?
Dunlap was a 60.4. 707 snaps, though.
I mean, thought he was outstanding at the corner.
Yeah. Again, I don't understand all of the grading and how they go in with a lot of this. But so on the offensive side... Actually, we're about out of time. So we'll go through some of the offensive ones in a little bit.
Okay.
A lot more contested on some of those. Running backs actually did pretty well on that list. When you go to the offensive side, as you can guess, offensive line didn't do near as well when it comes to grading out. Look through some of those in a moment. Plenty more of your thoughts from the chat line. Hacks brings us some highs and lows coming up next. If you want tickets to the Tech Nichols game tonight, Red Raider basketball game this evening, we got some more to give away, so you can call us up 806-771-0973 on the Benchmark hotline, and Lucas will hook you up. It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your hump day. About 30 more minutes with you.
We'll have you got color line. In your cheeks? Not anymore, because McGuire set the thermostat on 34.
He cranked it low. I mean, I'm literally in my jacket now.
Feeling like a polar bear.
Keep going.
I still don't have no hair.
Yeah, you do. It's just on your chest.
Skeet-a-loop-wa-doo-dee-doo. Hey, can we get that song I was talking about there, Jackson, Flax and Waxing? A little bit of it. Jerry Reed, since we're talking about Jerry Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Crank it up.
Yeah, crank it. Can't hear it. Let it puff. I like it.
No, I ripped off another puff.
Ripped what off?
It just takes me back to the 80s and
college
maybe days. The early 90s. No, just, well, like I remember, when would this have been? This would have been about 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy and I decided, I went and watched USC play K-State football at K-State. That was a blast. And we're like, hey, Alabama's playing Arkansas in Fayetteville today. Let's go check that out.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just, you know, how pretty the views were. I mean, it's a pretty area of the country, I think. And I remember going out and on the ramps, people just firing up heaters. There are people smoking like crazy in the stadium.
Like how much have changed? Were you old enough to remember people smoking on planes?
No.
No, not quite.
No, I think I did probably take a flight as a kid that had that.
Right.
But I don't remember that.
Not quite that, yeah. Wow.
And somebody might know when that happened where they said no more on the planes.
No more on the planes, yeah.
There's still ashtrays on all the planes. And it still says no smoking on your ticket.
Uh-huh.
I remember State Fair Arena, which is where all the small school state all basketball championships are played.
Schools.
And down in that concourse, you walk in and just get hit with a wall of smoke. My broadcast partner was a smoker that day.
Wow.
But he's the voice of Oklahoma State baseball, Rex Holt. He smoked more menthols.
Wow.
And he would we'd roll up into the parking lot in his truck. He'd put one out, and then as soon as we got inside State Fair Arena in that walkway, he'd light one up. This was 98.
Times have changed.
They also interviewed Kelly Kapoor off The Office.
Mm-hmm.
So that show went 9 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It ended in 2013?
Yes.
14?
It was right when I was graduating college, so I think then, 13.
She makes some great points. There's no way you could make The Office today.
No, there's a lot of what Michael says that would be way out of
there. She said that half the characters would be canceled.
Yeah.
Okay, think about that.
For sure.
Todd Packer, canceled.
Her.
Canceled. Steve Carell, Michael Scott, canceled.
Yeah. It's wild. So much different.
So why would you ever want to do a remake? Why would you ever touch it? Because it's going to be completely different.
Couldn't be the same.
But it's also a little frightening to me because The Office for me is still pretty fresh. Think about how much we've changed.
In less than a decade?
In less than a decade. And what's it going to be like in another decade?
Mm-hmm.
Will anybody ever be able to laugh again?
Oh, I think it'll turn around eventually. Not necessarily another decade, but in our
You
lifetime.
Think you can pull out of this trajectory?
I think it has to.
World has to or what?
The world will crash and burn down.
Crash and burn down how?
You'll have another world war.
Over comedy?
Over...
I'm talking about... You're
all the comedy...
You're going way bigger picture than
but
I was.
It's all turned into politics. I mean, it's all politically based. So, yeah.
Okay. I was just kind of talking about...
No, but I think it all roots
No, yeah, it does tie together.
Really
but I was
does.
More focused on
but
entertainment.
Just can
you? Will you be able to be a comedian in 10 years?
I don't know. I mean, even like Kevin Hart and some of the stuff he says gets canceled nowadays. It's just, I don't know.
Anyway, I read an article this morning. She said half the characters be canned.
I believe it. All right. Speaking of The Office, oh, how the turntables.
All right.
All right, Hacks. These are all, this is what you normally bring. The mascots quiz.
Oh, okay.
You feel pretty strong about.
I mean,
there's.
I have holes.
Right?
I have holes. I'm not perfect.
I'm going to start with a team that's on Texas Tech's baseball schedule this year. You got 10 of these. You got to get set. A true 7 out of 10 to pass. If you get all 10, I'll be very impressed.
I get a punishment taken away.
Done. It's better than me buying lunch because it didn't cost me anything. Done. You get a punishment taken away if you get all 10. We're start. Actually, then I'll save that one because I think it's a harder one. We'll start in state of Missouri. Chuck's home state. St. Louis.
Billikens.
The Billikens. 1 for 1. Going out west, UC Santa Cruz.
Okay, I don't want to go too fast here. UC Santa Cruz is the banana slugs.
2 for 2. Banana slugs. Well done.
You just can't go too fast as there's so many UCs.
Campbell.
Camels.
Technically the Fighting Camels, but we accept it. I love that mascot, too. It's one of my favorite.
Been good at hoops.
Fort Wayne.
Oh, Mastodons.
4 for 4. It's doing well, folks. Centenary.
Gents. and ladies.
Okay, I was about to say, you got to get the women too. Ladies and gentlemen. Love it. 5 for 5. Evansville.
Aces or Purple Aces.
Man, he's rolling, folks. He's rolling. A team that has played in Lubbock not too distant past. Fairfield. They have, right? They were here for a regional.
Right? You're talking baseball?
I thought they were.
No.
Okay. No, I think they were for basketball, too.
This is one I'm not confident in. Mustangs.
Oh, you're so close to getting a punishment Stangs? Taken away. Stangs? No. One letter too many. Stags.
Stags.
You were there.
Yeah, I was in the ballpark.
All right, strike one. Presbyterian. Which Blue is Hose. A Division I college. Good job. Blue Hose. Never would have known that one, personally. This one's a team.
Adam Flagler started his career at Presbyterian.
This one is a... So you've got... 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 7. You've already passed. This one is a team that has been in Lubbock, basketball and baseball, in the last couple of decades. Stetson.
Oh, they're the Hatters.
The Hatters. Well done. And this team... I don't know the
Fairfield.
Team. Fairfield. This one's the one I don't know if you'll get. They are coming to Lubbock.
Are you doing UMass Lowell or something like that?
No, it is Western Illinois.
Oh, the Leavenecks.
Dang it. If you would have got Fairfield, you would have got...
One consonant kept me from getting my punishment taken away.
I was going through these. I'm like, I don't know if he'll know that one. I don't know. You did pretty well.
Well,
really well.
You gave me... Fort Wayne, which was in the summit.
I know. I knew
Western
that
Illinois,
one.
Which was in the summit.
There were 5 of these. I'm like, I know.
Centenary was in the MidCon. All teams that
you've played and been to, and
yeah, I've been to Western Illinois' gym and ballpark 20 times. Mm. Waste Management Court there in Macomb, Illinois.
Choice.
That's where I made my decision to leave.
Yes, sir.
Have you brought up Pilk yet to the tiny wheel?
Pilk. Hacks refused to do Pilk.
Veto
on the tiny
Pilk.
Wheel. I'll put it on my own if I ever spin again.
Shelly was asking about Mountain Dew and mayo.
Absolutely not. What the
horrid,
heck is that?
Horrid. Horrid.
It was something that the Viking brought up the other day.
I will definitely.
He would.
I'll put Pilk on my tiny wheel for sure.
What did Viking bring to the Super Bowl party last year?
Viking?
A buffalo cheese
chicken dip. It was really good. I'm telling you. You didn't like it?
No, it was okay.
Okay, I liked it.
It was all right.
All right, your thoughts and comments on the chat line. Actually, get the questions in right now. Ask the Benchwarmers. Coming your way next on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Been 107thescore.com. Hopefully your questions are a little more answerable than Lucas's burning questions. He came with just like the brain teaser questions. It's like, how do you want us to react to those? We love you, Lucas. Yeah. He's Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman.
Keep bringing the meats.
Jackson Frazier. I know, I just enjoyed some a little bit ago. Across the way, questions for any and all of us are welcome. I'll start with this one from a little earlier in the hour. Hacksdog.
Hackzilla.
Viva73 says, what chance do you think Wolf has of making it in the NFL as a place kicker?
I'd say he's got... Oh, 75% chance of making a team. Then you got to win the job. Then you got to prove that you can, do it when it counts. So, again, what would we have said about Garibay after hitting every field goal but one going into the NFL, his chances?
We would have said he had a great chance.
Well, we'd have said probably.
I mean, not just hitting every field goal but one, but hitting a 62-yarder to win it. That's NFL stuff.
We'd have said 85 to 90%.
Yeah.
Didn't work out, did it?
We'd have said he had made it. And it all came down to him just going in a slump. And that's something you can't do as a kicker in the NFL.
That was during the summer, wasn't it?
Yeah, he became the only kicker on the Cowboys roster for a long stretch there. Was fine at first, and then just couldn't hit anything and really, really struggled. Hate it for him because there's really no second chances, right? If you don't make it initially, there's second chances if you've made it on a roster.
Yeah.
But if you don't make it initially, there's not really a second opportunity. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Maybe he goes and tears it up in the XFL, and then he gets a second chance.
Yeah.
But
could be.
That's the hope, I guess.
You know, one way to get your kid into college, I think now that's becoming more and more, is if he's not – see if you agree with this, Jackson. If he's not quite starting second string offensive line, deep snapper.
For real. That is the way to
get yourself a deep snapper that never makes a mistake. You'll have a spot for years.
I had a real good buddy that was a defensive lineman in high school, but he just wasn't big enough to play like another level. He was getting like NAIA D3 looks.
Yep.
He started learning how to deep snap, and by the end of the summer, he had a UTEP preferred walk-on for deep snapping.
There you go. That's the way to do it. You're exactly right. Bench warmers and bullfighter. What is the secret to understanding women?
We get that every now and then because of the imaging.
Because of the imaging, yeah. Yes, ma'am. That's the,
yes,
the
ma'am.
Secret. Yes, ma'am. Do it.
And give me my change from the...
Give me my change.
Give me my $4
change.
Give me change.
My money. Give me my money. Yeah, there's no secret to it. It's all jokes. All jokes. This question. Choice, going off your broken bone thing from a few days ago. You can guarantee a football win for 1 week in jail. How long are you staying? For a week in jail. So I guess one win per week in jail. I don't know that I'm doing it for one win. Because I'm not even like giving up a Texas game for a full week. No, make it a night in jail, maybe.
You could do a night.
I don't last in jail.
No, I don't either. No shot.
Now, if you're saying like, okay, guarantee a national championship to go spend a week in jail, that's different. I'll do it. I'll do it for any of your main sports at Tech, football, basketball, baseball. I'll go sit in jail for a week. But beyond that, I'm not going like win for a week. That's a bit too harsh. I mean, there's no one single game that's worth that to me. Hacks, is Illinois that much better than Texas Tech this year?
I would say right now Illinois is quite a bit better than Texas Tech, but I'm trying to read into the in between the lines ding on what Mark Adams has been saying, and it was encouraging to hear him talk about, hey, we're just kind of scratching the surface, ding, we're there's a high ceiling for this team, ding,
yeah,
nice. Yeah, when you get into talking about
it, seems like he's optimistic for conference,
and that
play,
he
right?
likes the guys, and that he's just, hey, we got a long way to go. We got a lot to learn.
But he thinks it sounds like hearing him speak that he thinks that long way to go can be reached this year. It's not like, oh, we got a great future in a few years.
One of the questions that I got, I think, the best answer on, and hopefully it's truthful, is I talked to Corey Williams, who I just love, and we go way back. And he was at the show on Monday, and I said, these are the kind of questions I can ask assistants that I go way back with that I probably can't ask the head coach. I asked him, hey, can we rebound the way we need to rebound in Big 12 play?
Mm-hmm.
He said yes. He thinks we can. This has come from him. I didn't say we because I'm not rebounding. Because – of it's just basically an effort thing. It's an effort game, and if you can get the effort there, then you can rebound well enough,
yep,
and overcome some of the shortcomings that you have. And you know, Coach Adams on the show said he thought Vardaz had a chance to be back January 1st. Personally, I'd move that back a month, but we'll see.
Let's see, from the tweeter, this is from Steven. Would y'all accept $1 billion if the moment you were paid some random stranger drops dead somewhere?
That's from the Mr. Beast poll question.
Okay, yeah.
I think Mr. Beast, said he's up to about $1 million a day on YouTube.
$1 billion in the moment if some random stranger drops dead somewhere on Earth.
What if it's your kid?
It said random stranger, so it's not going to be someone you know.
What if it's Jake Archer?
Again, I think it's like no one you know.
Okay. Okay.
So you're taking it?
No.
I am.
You are?
$1 billion for someone's going to die anyway.
What a horrible way to look at it.
No, I'm not going to take the money.
You already got it.
No, I didn't.
How do you think he got it? That's how he got it.
I got the money in the first place?
Yeah, that's how he got it. Can Trump weigh in on how much money he has? So you don't have to worry about 2. This
2.5 trillion. We're good.
You don't have to worry about any of this.
Bullfighter. Oh, no. He already asked. That one. Benchwarmers, what fictional sports movie would be the best to play out in real life? So one that's not already based off of
Air Bud.
That's a pretty good answer. Watching a dog do that would be pretty amazing. Oh.
So we're not, it's not a real sport?
So it can't be.
Basketball, man.
No, not a real sport, but not a fictional sports movie. So something like can't be Rudy or can't be Remember the Titans. Can't like be based off
Angels
of a real
in the
movie.
Outfield or.
Yeah, it can't be based off of a real story.
I'm still saying basketball.
So basketball becomes real? Yeah, I still haven't seen
play
that.
For the Milwaukee Beers? What?
I've seen part of it. I just haven't finished it. One thing at a time. I'm almost done with Blazing Saddles.
Oh, God. I love basketball. It's way too much. There's so much truth to it.
No, I think Angels in the Outfield. That's a pretty good pick right there. Live out my
you and McConaughey childhood. Out there tracking.
Except not with the Angels. I don't want that to happen for them. Don't want Danny Glover winning a title with them. Viva 73, have you guys heard anything about Leach having some health problems? Not more than just internet stuff, but who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
Shelly says, I thought we decided the wildcat noise was the cliche sounder instead of the ding. We need to get that wildcat noise in there.
We don't need much cats up in. We need more dogs.
Someone answered, Angels in the outfield, but instead of the in the Rangers outfield, Nelson Cruz, help, please.
help him.
Oh.
We didn't need to end the show
just
that way.
Stab right in the gut to finish the show.
Nice route, man.
It's hurtful. That's it for us. Appreciate you joining us today. For Jeff Haxton, Jackson Frazier, Lucas White, I'm Choice Woodman. It's been the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score. Bottom line, up next.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.